It's Tuesday, July 2nd, 2024, and here's the latest from the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. A head-on crash near Clear Lake killed a driver and severely injured two others on Monday. Saturday's drowning victim at the Makana Dam has been named. The Cumberland Police Department seeks funding and city approval for a canine program, and the Brewers' home announcer was remembered at last Friday's game. Good afternoon, I'm News Director Carl Cooley for the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. Here's our top story. A head-on collision Monday has left one driver dead and another driver and a passenger in critical condition. Polk County Sheriff Brent Walk said a southbound SUV crossed the center line and struck a northbound car on Highway 63 north of Clear Lake. The crash happened just after 11:30 a.m. Monday. The driver of the car was pronounced deceased at the scene. A passenger in the car and the SUV driver were airlifted to the hospital in critical conditions. The deceased's name will be released at a later time, and the crash is under investigation, the sheriff's office said. The former owner of Quillen's Big Bear restaurant in Makana was a victim in Saturday's drowning at the Makana Dam. The family of Larry Papa Bear Quillen confirmed his death Monday. He drowned while assisting his grandchildren swimming in the river. Quillen owned Quillen's Big Bear restaurant in Makana for 10 years, which is now Cedar Lake Grill. He is survived by a wife, two daughters, four grandchildren, and a sister. A celebration of life for Larry Quillen will be held at Cedar Lake Grill in Makana from 11 a.m. until 4 p.m. on Sunday. Investigating a tragic house fire in Juneau County in central Wisconsin, Bob Haig tells us more.
Six people, three children, three adults, were killed in a fire in Nisida early Sunday morning. That's according to the Juneau County Sheriff's Office. Sheriff Andrew Zobal said the state fire marshal and State Department of Justice are investigating what appears to be an accidental fire. Deputies who responded Sunday morning found the house already engulfed with several people in the driveway. Firefighters from Nisida and New Lisbon fought the fire for 5 hours. Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Sheriff Zobel said the names of those killed will be released once all relatives have been notified. The Cumberland Police Department aims to start a canine program and will be seeking the approval of the Cumberland City Council at tonight's meeting. The department said a canine-equipped patrol car and other costs total around $88,000. $58,000 has been raised through a grant, the Back the Blue fundraiser, and a donation from the Lorson family. The Cumberland Police Department said donations can be dropped off via check at the police department or made via a link on the Cumberland Police Department's page on Facebook. Remembering a legend in Milwaukee baseball and broadcasting, Ted Allen has the details.
The Milwaukee Brewers observed a moment of silence before their Friday night game against the Chicago Cubs to honor their longtime public address announcer, Rob Edwards. He died last week at the age of 79. Edwards, who was also a popular Milwaukee radio host for decades, was at the microphone for Brewers home games for 22 seasons. Edwards retired in 2019, which was also the year the scoreboard control room at American Family Field was named in his honor. Ted Allen, Wisconsin Radio Network.
That's the latest from the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. I'm Carl Cooley. Have a great Tuesday.